sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create
The Grace Curley Show. Radio, TV, print, Grace Curley does it all.
She sings, she dances, she acts.
I'm waiting by the door for my Pulitzer.
She sounds hideous.
She's just the worst.
Yeah, she's a wacko.
She is the devil. I'm in hell.
Now, here's the millennial with the mic.
She still leaves me both breathless and speechless.
I love her. I love her.
She is the best.
Somebody will ask you to say Grace.
Grace Curley.
Grace!
I realize this is not an original take and will hardly ever come to fruition. But for the love of God, can we now stop talking about the Blizzard of 78? I was not around. I was born in 1990. I have heard about the Blizzard of 78 all my life. And each time, oh my God, you should have seen the blizzard. Oh, there were cars stuck on the highway. Nobody could go anywhere or do anything. It took us completely by surprise. Nobody knew it was coming. As it dumped so much snow. I've got three newspaper articles, front pages, framed in my house. One is the moon landing. One is the JFK assassination. And one is the Blizzard of 78. It was a birthday gift
now,
to my...
my story begins in 1982.
It was a birthday gift to my wife. They were her grandfather's papers that he had saved. I got them framed, and we hang them up now. It looks great. But the Blizzard of 78 is up there, and I kind of scowl each time I walk by it because it was snow. It went away. You know, not that big a deal. And I stand by that today. You know, this was a lot of snow that we got. By the way, I'm Taylor Cormier, Grace's producer, filling in. Grace is on vacation this week. Thanks very much for joining us today. And the travel ban has been lifted in several counties now, Bristol, Plymouth, Barnstable, and Dukes counties. I can get home today, finally. We've been holed up here at the studio just across the street for 2 days. And while all of the snow fell and cleanup continued, so we can all get home today, thankfully. But it's... You got a lot here in Boston, like a foot and a half. My area, South Shore, South Coast of Massachusetts, Southeastern Mass. We call it the South Coast. Everybody else in Massachusetts calls it Southeast. We got 36 inches of snow in my town. 36 inches. Some places got like 41. I think Fall River got 41, 42 inches of snow. Drifts higher than most of my family members. So, a crazy amount of snow, but it's all going to go away. We're going to be fine. I don't know why people make this into such a big, you know, remember when kind of thing. I get it. Now, the one thing that this will do to the Blizzard of 78ers is this shifts the narrative from just the biggest snowstorm, because we beat the totals. It shifts it from, well, it was the biggest snowstorm ever on record, to... And this has always been tied to it, but this is now the chief complaint about the Blizzard of 78 following the Blizzard of 2026. Well, we didn't know it was coming. We didn't expect it. It just took everybody completely by surprise. I get that. It was 1978. Meteorology isn't now what it was then. It's supposedly a lot better. But even this storm, I don't know, if Jared, you were watching the totals along with me. I don't know what they were predicting for your area, but the max I saw was 20 inches, maybe 2 feet to where I was. But that got blown away by a foot. So meteorology is still not an exact, and never has been an exact science, but nobody really gets it. And by the way, that wasn't from... any of the Boston channels, any of the Providence channels, any of the local channels. That was from an independent meteorologist who doesn't get paid for what he does. It's just kind of a hobby. I'm sure a lot of people follow SNE Weather on Facebook or X or wherever he is. But I find him the non-paid meteorologist, the armchair meteorologist, to be more precise with his forecasts than any of these paid people. And I'm grateful to him for his efforts. Thank you very much. I believe he's based out of Fall River. And he did a great job predicting. Still fell short of what the totals were, but who could have predicted with any exact precision what it was going to be? But we're here. We're getting through it. We're all going to, we get to go home today. The governor and you know, I guess everybody out there, including myself, if you don't have to travel, don't, okay? If you don't have to travel, don't. If you've got to go somewhere and it's absolutely imperative that you get there and get home, do it safely and slowly. But I see the car zooming down 128 now. It was a graveyard yesterday. But hey, that's what it is. It's weather. It's winter. It's New England. We get through it. And I'm glad this is all over and we can move on. 844-500-4242. But I really don't want to hear all that much about the blizzard of 78 anymore. Because we survived this, and not a big deal, right? Jared, am I off on? Were you were around for the blizzard of 78?
I actually was not.
Oh, okay.
That predated me by about a year and a half.
But you grew up hearing the lore.
But, yes, the lore. I remember the blizzard of 96. I remember that one.
I vaguely remember that.
Because I remember I was, you know, I get off the bus coming back from school, and I walk home, and I was literally walking through a snow tunnel. Mm-hmm. On the sidewalk for my street. I remember that. 78, like you said, yeah, everybody kind of, it got completely screwed up because they, like, told everybody, oh, leave work by 2 so you get home in plenty of time, and then it came early, and, like, everybody got stuck. And, you know, again, the state shut down for a week, and I think that's the big thing. Like, the state shut down for, like, a couple hours yesterday, and it's
yeah,
just
I think
not as big a, you know, and, yeah, like you said, grocery stores, there weren't as many, there wasn't as much access. They closed down, so people did legitimately go a week without food,
mm-hmm.
you know, that type of thing, which doesn't really happen today, which I get. But, again, it's like, yeah, it's, okay, it's kind of time to let it go.
We got it. We got it. It's, you know, times were different. Grandpa, we've moved on. This is our claim to fame now, I guess, on the weather front. But I really don't think it was that great. 508, who says blizzards put people in grouchy moods? I'm like this whether it's a blizzard or not.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with
yeah,
the blizzard.
This is Happy Taylor.
We actually had a fairly easy sit and watch period with the blizzard here, and he's still grouchy.
Right. No, it was fine. And I'm very grateful to the mailroom manager and Howie for putting us up in the hotel for a couple of nights. We prepared for a 2-night stay because I was looking at the forecast. I don't want it. By the time the blizzard is over, I think it was 5-6 o'clock yesterday. It's still kind of snowing a little bit, but I did not want to travel home while cleanup was still going on. So I opted to stay. We all did opted to stay another night, and you know, we got through it. We'll be able to get home today. I'm seeing that a lot of 24. I'll be heading down 24 later on. The ramps are still not clear in some areas, but as the day progresses, I'm sure that'll be taken care of. But please, I understand a lot of the side streets are not taken care of. You've got to be patient, okay? You've absolutely got to be patient. It's a ton of snow. I don't think people realize how much it takes to clear out, but just, you know, watch some of the local news reports, listen to the radio, and look out your doors just to see how hard people are working to clear everything that's out there right now. We're not going to focus too much more on the weather here because there's a lot more going on. The State of the Union address is tonight. That's part of our poll question. Go to gracecurlyshow.com and vote in today's poll question, and we'll start to read the results after the next segment. President Trump has several guests there tonight, and we're going to go through the guest list, see who's going to be there, because from what we're hearing, a lot of the address is going to be focusing on how President Trump's policies are affecting everyday Americans. So he has invited everyday Americans to be in the gallery tonight and to bear witness to what his policies have, what kind of effect they've had on their lives and how positively they have affected them, and how what that translates to for us and to propel his policies in the future. Obviously, some setbacks over the past couple of days, and there's always going to be setbacks anytime President Trump's policies are enacted. Some judge is going to come back and say, well, he can't do that. Tariffs, no, we're not going to do it that way. You can do it another way, though. Completely fine that way. But there's always something, and now tariff refunds are being talked about. I'm not too crazy about that because it's going to affect a lot of the businesses in the United States and not the consumers who were paying a brunt of the tariffs. And there's debate about that. Well, now it's revealed that Trump's tariffs were being paid for by the American consumer. I'm okay with that. I don't know if you are. I'm okay with that because it wasn't being exported to overseas. It was encouraging manufacturing to come here, and we hope to continue to see more factories opening up, more investment from overseas coming to the United States so they can avoid paying tariffs, because it's, you know, translated to everybody along that supply chain, and nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to pay that, but hopefully that continues to come to fruition, and President Trump will continue that route. Among his guests tonight, as we saw yesterday and the day before, President Trump called to congratulate the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team after winning gold over Canada Sunday. I did not watch the game. Not a hockey guy, not an Olympics guy. I'm proud of the United States. I'm glad it happened. Glad we took home gold over Canada. Anytime we can show Canada what's what, especially in their own sport, I'm about it. So go USA. They are going to be in attendance at the State of the Union tonight. And I guess there's two brothers on the team, Jack Hughes and Quinn Hughes. And they have both been interviewed. They both share their perspective on what it means to be attending the State of the Union tonight. And it's, I mean, as American as you saw them behaving when Trump was calling them, and as American as they were on the ice, some of the most patriotic images you're ever going to see, draping themselves in the flag, holding up jerseys, just being the boys, just being the all-American guys that they are. They continue those sentiments with their thoughts on attending the State of the Union tonight, so we'll cover that. There's so much more. Gavin Newsom, a lot of people are saying that his comments, saying that I'm just like you to an audience of black Georgia voters, are going to end his political career.
Racism, racism.
I'll have you know that the last time, maybe not the last time, but one of the most memorable times a Democrat said something like that, he was elected president of the United States. Black kids are just as smart as, poor kids are just as smart as white kids, is what he said. He meant black kids are just as smart as white kids. But he said poor kids are just as smart and just as bright as white kids. That was Joe Biden. He was elected president of the United States after that. You know, we believe in truth over facts. I think that was on or about the same day during that presidential campaign. So I don't think this is going to be a career killer for Gavin Newsom. It was very, very minor, but he is getting a lot of backlash for it, and we'll go over that and so much more. 844-500-4242. If you want to, you take shots at me for my trouncing on the blizzard of 78, or I've got another take that I think is going to enrage a lot of people later today. Yes, it is about dogs. One of the guests at the State of the Union tonight is going to be a dog.
Dogs may help cure cancer.
I don't care. Keep them out of my general vicinity. And I'm being compared by a Republican to an American-hating Muslim for my views on dogs. So I'm not too happy about that. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on X at @G_Curley. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Grace Curley as she's on vacation. Boy, did she get lucky. going on vacation the week of an historic blizzard. She must have had an inside source. I'm going to get to the bottom of that. See if she had any predetermination, pre-knowledge of this storm before she went on vacation. And I'm going to put it in a complaint. You just watch. 844-500-4242. Before we do the poll question, I want to hear from the Hughes brothers. These are the brothers that were on the USA men's Olympic hockey team that won gold on Sunday. And this is Jack Hughes. He's the one in the photo that lost all his, you know, the front teeth and was draped in the American flag, and just one of the most iconic sports pictures that you're ever going to see. And he was interviewed, I believe, last night, talking about what it means to be invited to the State of the Union and accepting the invitation and getting to go and spend some time with the president, not even just President Trump, the president, no matter who's, I mean, he says this now, but we'll see if it holds up if he wins again. Cut three.
Are you guys excited to be going to the White House and meeting Trump?
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, anytime, like, everything is so political. We're athletes. We're so proud to represent the U.S. And when you get the chance to go to the White House, meet the president, you know, we're proud to be Americans, and you know, that's so patriotic. So no matter what your views are, we're super excited to go to the White House tomorrow and just be a part of that.
How do you feel about the women not going?
They got busy schedules too. I mean, I know we're getting a lot, like, everyone's giving us backlash for all the social media stuff today, but it's so negative. People are so negative out there, and they're trying to find a reason to just, like, put people down and make something out of almost nothing. But you know, we our relationship with them over the course of being in the Olympic Village, I think we were so tight with their group and our group after we won the gold medal.
So when he was on that phone call with the team, President Trump said, you know, we're going to have to invite the women too. We're going to have them there. So it's not just going to be you guys. I don't think that was so derogatory, like, oh, no, we're going to have to invite the women. I took that as, hey, it's not going to be just you. So you got to be on your best behavior. No clowning around. Be good guys, because there's going to be ladies too. So you got to act right. That's how I took it, you know, and all of that in a joking manner. I don't think there was any controversy to be found there, but people found it anyway. But I'm glad to see that the men's Olympic, and by the way, the women's team, they put out a very respectful statement yesterday. They were very gracious, very thankful that they were invited to the State of the Union and to the White House. But unfortunately, with their schedules, they weren't able to work it out. They had other obligations post-Olympics that they had already planned, so they weren't able to make it. So, but the men's team is going, and I'm glad to see it. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what's today's poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is what do you think the State of the Union is right now? Strong, weak, or neither?
I'm going to say strong.
76% of the audience says strong, 20% say neither, and 4% say weak.
I think it's strong, and it's going to get stronger. I mean, we saw, and this is not always an indicator of how great the economy is doing, but it's a pretty good indicator, and it doesn't affect everybody. But the stock market hit 50,000, the Dow. Tariffs are working for the United States, took in a record amount of revenue from tariffs. Gas prices are down. Inflation has flattened, and it's lower than it was under the past 5 years under the Joe Biden administration. What else? Illegal immigration has come to an absolute halt. The border is secure. Illegal aliens are getting deported. I'm about all of it. I think that's the sign of a very strong union. Unfortunately, there is dissent among the ranks. We'll get into that and so much more. So don't go anywhere. Much more to come. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show is on the air.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Grace as she's on vacation. New update about the State of the Union tonight. President Trump has invited Erica Kirk to be a special guest seated in the gallery. And that is very relevant because Erica Kirk is the subject of a new investigative series. I don't know if you saw this. Candace Owens, who has been obviously attacking Erica Kirk for the last few months since Charlie Kirk's murder, accusing her of conspiring to kill Charlie Kirk. She believes that Erica Kirk is behind his murder and asserts that Erica Kirk wanted to take control of Turning Point USA. She also, it's really diabolical, disgusting allegations that Candace Owens is making towards Erica Kirk. Really demonic and vile. This trashy stuff that should not be coming out. It's absolutely vile. Saying that she was part of some sex trafficking ring. And I really don't want to get into it because it is that awful to just assert all of this stuff based on rumors and fabricated messages and just a whole host of you can't even call it evidence. It's not even hearsay. It's just manufactured and it's disgusting. But she's coming out with a new investigative series and she put out a trailer for it yesterday. And there's a poster for it. It's called Bride of Charlie. So that, and it invokes kind of Bride of Chucky kind of vibes. If you remember that horror movie, and it's absolutely vile. And this is after Candace Owens was invited by Erica Kirk to sit down and hash out their differences and be an open book to Candace Owens about what Erica Kirk knew and when she knew it. There is nothing that I've seen that would point to any of this. There's a man on trial right now for the murder of Charlie Kirk, who has admitted to doing it, who has admitted his reasons for it, without mentioning that he was paid or contracted or anything like that to take out Charlie Kirk. So none of this holds any water, but Candace Owens is being given a platform to do all of that. And I just think that's absolutely vile and disgusting. I just wanted to mark that as a side note. Erica Kirk, again, being invited to the State of the Union tonight, and President Trump has many other guests, among them Quinn Hughes, the brother of Jack Hughes. Quinn was also on the U.S. hockey men's Olympic team, the gold-winning team. And this is Quinn Hughes, who was on ABC's Good Morning America. George Slapidopoulos asked him. They love to try to bait them. They've not stopped trying to bait the men's team into trashing the Trump administration, the White House, the state of politics today. They can't just let a win be a win. And it is kind of a disease that has befallen our media to put everything through a political lens. We can't just take a W and have it a W. You can't just make a win a win. It's got to be it's a win on its own, but it's also a loss because, oh, these guys are right-wingers and they love President Trump, or, you know, maybe they hate Trump and we should be platforming them and spreading their message if they have a message for the administration, if they have a message for the American people that's anti-Trump, we should be doing that. So they're, either way, they want to put it through that lens and get a different angle on this story that should just be the story. This is a win for the American people. This was historic. You had a men and a women's hockey team both winning gold. I believe that's the first time that ever happened at the Olympics for the United States. It's impressive, and it should be applauded by everybody. there was no politics. It wasn't a Team Trump game. It was a Team USA. It just happened to take place under the Trump administration. But listen to George Stephanopoulos. He couches the question and tries to goad Quinn Hughes into, you know, trying to say something negative about the Trump administration, or he just wants that little edge in there. Just to make everybody sit on the edge of their seat and say, what is he going to say? Is he going to say something? Is he going to trash Trump? His brother may like Trump, but he may not. So let's listen to what he says. This is Quinn Hughes, cut four.
Quinn, Jack mentioned the celebration you had with the women's hockey team. They've said they're not going to be able to go to the State of the Union tonight. Will you guys be going?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but yes. And yeah, we're excited to go. I mean, it's something... No, you don't get to do. I don't know what today is. Every Tuesday, but but it's gonna be stuff for us. But I'm glad you mentioned the women's team again. We're extremely happy for them. Obviously, a lot going on social media right now surrounding our team and their team. But you know, in the last couple of summers, we did a lot of training with them and got to know a lot of those girls really well. Extremely happy to come.
So, you know, George Stephanopoulos, he couches by saying, you know, the women's team isn't going to be able to go. He didn't say not able to go. He said they're not going, kind of implying or inferring that, well, they just refuse to go. They're not going. They don't want to have any part in the Trump administration. They don't want to be associated with that at all. So the question goes to you, Quinn Hughes. Are you going to go and legitimize a fascist dictator? And Quinn just totally turned that argument on its ear and said, you know, no matter what, it's not about politics. It never was. We were invited to a very special event that our country should take some pride in. And that's it. That's it. By the way, this was in part the women's hockey team's statement declining the invitation from President Trump. I know how he read it yesterday, but the team said, due to the timing and previously scheduled academic and professional commitments following the games, the athletes are unable to participate. They were honored to be included and are grateful for the acknowledgement. Very respectful. But thank you from the women's team. Nothing political there. Nothing saying that we refuse. We will not take part in this fascist dictator's speech tonight. We're not going to have any part of it. We're actually going to stand in solidarity with our fellow female voters who find it troublesome to get an ID and therefore their rights are being trampled. None of that nonsense was included as part of their statement. But the people like George Stephanopoulos et al., they just want it to be a story, and it is not a story. And that is exemplified by both the Hughes brothers, who said, you know, no matter your views, no matter what's going on, no matter who's in power, this is just an absolute honor. We're proud to represent our nation. We were proud to bring home this win for the United States. It could have been anybody in office. That didn't affect it. Now, the other, and this is where I do have some criticism. The other aspect of this story is the left is jumping on Kash Patel, the FBI director, for not only being at the game through means of using public, not public, but government resources to get there, but being in the locker room and partying with the guys, chugging a beer in the locker room with the U.S. men's hockey team after their historic win. Not a good look for Kash Patel. And it's not because he is just the FBI director. I mean, that's part of it. But it's not because that he's, you know, a high-ranking official in the Trump cabinet and is seen over there in Italy chugging a beer in the locker room. Again, not the fantastic look that a public servant should have, but hey, it was celebratory. I get it. He wanted to take part and show that he was one of the boys, whatever. And it's not even about the government resources. The White House said that the government will be reimbursed for the travel expenses. whatever, I don't care. And the left didn't say anything when Chris Van Hollen went down to Ecuador and wherever and you know, had a margarita with Kilmar Abrego Garcia. They didn't say anything about that. You know, an illegal alien who, you know, was a domestic abuser and was trafficking people. They didn't say anything about that while, you know, Van Hollen went down there and had a margarita with him. My issue is the FBI director. We've got this guy at Mar-a-Lago, while this was going on in the locker room, trying to breach the property with a shotgun, searching for President Trump, who was shot dead. So we've got like an active assassination attempt on a president who, by the way, was not even in the same area. He was in Washington, D.C. Look at the flight logs, you know, before you, I don't want to give any advice, but just be sure of, you know before you go kind of thing. So that was stupid, but still happened. And President Trump alluded to it yesterday during his Angel Families address, where he invited surviving family members of people that have been killed by illegal aliens to speak. He said that he doesn't know how much longer he's going to be around, alluding to the fact that, well, one, he's getting up there. He's going to be 80 in June. And he's also had several attempts on his life. So that's one, Kash Patel over in Italy with the U.S. Olympics team chugging a beer. Not a great look. The other is this whole Nancy Guthrie thing. I think we're on day 24, 25 of Nancy Guthrie being missing. And the President Trump himself said, you know, he is devoting any and all available resources to the Guthrie family so that they can find Nancy Guthrie, the matriarch, and bring her home. And that was over 2 weeks ago. And there is almost a month ago. And there's been no movement really whatsoever. We've got a doorbell video, and that is the strongest lead in this case. There is almost nothing. I mean, the gloves have turned up nothing. And it's a shame that, you know, there's several aspects to this that make this a kind of a bizarre story for it to be high profile. Yes, it's a celebrity associated kidnapping or home invasion that just went wrong. And now Nancy has disappeared. Whatever happened. But it was, you know, it got a lot of attention because of the celebrity status associated with Nancy Guthrie and the Guthrie family. But it's really, I've seen the interest, and this is such a commentary on the kind of commercialism of news coverage. The interest has just fallen off. You know, in the week or so following the initial report that Nancy Guthrie was missing, it was, you know, everybody was paying attention to it. But now your news feed, you barely see anything about it. And, you know, it should be treated as a missing person, you know, a criminal missing persons case. It's tough on families, I believe, who are also experiencing a missing person in their family, and they're not getting the same level of attention that the Guthrie family is receiving. I understand that. That must be tough to deal with, that one person's missing person case is getting a lot more attention, a lot more resources devoted to it than yours, just because that person has a celebrity in their family. That must be very tough to go through, especially if your loved one is still missing. You don't have the president truthing about it. You don't have the FBI director who is, you know, supposed to be working on the case. You don't have all of these resources dedicated to your loved one's investigation. So that's one aspect of it there. But it's just completely fallen off. And there have just been so many missteps in this case, from the local authorities to the speculation that one of the family members may have been involved, and they've so far been cleared of any wrongdoing in this case, according to the local authorities. But now Savannah Guthrie has come out today, and we'll get to this cut after the break, and she is upping the ante and upping the reward, I should say. And I hate to be of this mindset, but it's almost too little too late. This should have been done day one. I thought it was embarrassing that there was only a $50,000 reward tacked onto this case that was put out by the feds. I mean, this was a high profile, and that's a low ball reward. So we'll get into that after the break. 844-500-4242. Grace isn't here right now, but she's on vacation, and she's going to be on another vacation in October, and that is to Italy. And you can join her. Join Grace October 2nd and journey to picturesque Tuscany and the Italian Riviera with Colette. You'll take in the rugged coastline and colorful cliffside villages of Cinque Terre. See the rolling hills and medieval towns of Tuscany. Enjoy the tranquil beauty of the Italian Lake District. Plus, explore the iconic sites in famous Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance. If you're like me, those are all nice. But the highlight is going to be the food and the wine and just the cultural experience that you're going to take in. And so much more, all brought to you by Colette. They handle the details from flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. You know, you don't want to be caught in those tourist traps. Everybody goes to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. They go to the Spanish Steps. They go to the fountain. And everybody's there. Everybody and their brother is there. You can't get a good picture. You can't get close enough. You can't get it's be done with all that. Colette takes you to places where there is a rich history and rich culture, but it's maybe off the beaten path, something that you may not have thought to go to, but Colette is going to deliver an amazing experience that says you were there and you experienced what Italy is all about. Don't miss out. To join Grace, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or go to HowieCarshow.com. Click the banner to learn more. That number again is 800-581-8942. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Watch the show live. Rumble.com/The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
So I just want to play this cut real quick because this has made the news today. Savannah Guthrie has upped the reward significantly in her mother's return. And she does acknowledge that she and the family realize that Nancy Guthrie may not be alive anymore. But they're still hoping against hope that that she is and she has returned safely. But here's Savannah Guthrie, cut 8.
But we need to know where she is. We need her to come home. For that reason, we are offering a family reward of up to $1 million for any information that leads us to her recovery. All of the information about this reward and the details is in the caption below. You can call the 1-800 tip line. You can be anonymous if you want. Someone out there knows something that can bring her home. Somebody knows. We are begging you to please come forward now.
You know, I get that you don't want to be exploited, and that's may be why Savannah Guthrie and her family didn't post such a large reward at the start of this case, because you didn't want this to be an all-out money grab. But to me, you put out the biggest you can so you get the most tips that you can that would lead, you know, no matter how much people have to sift through, that would lead to Nancy's return. It's just odd that this was such a low ball. The feds offered $50,000 in reward money for information leading to her return. I wouldn't turn in some of my most hated family members for $50,000. You got to come up with a lot more than that. We'll get to so much more, including a dog attending the State of the Union tonight on The Grace Curley Show.